25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 6th. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Luke 6:27 and 28. Devotional. This is one teaching that made first century folks scratch their heads. Be kind to my enemies? To the people who enslaved my people for hundreds of years? The same people who have taken away our human rights and basic freedoms? Kindness in the face of evil is not a natural human response, but it can be divinely inspired by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was speaking to his disciples in this passage. Luke says he turned his gaze toward them specifically. They would be responsible for spreading the gospel, and this teaching was the foundation of their training. Parents, we have that same responsibility to be ambassadors of the gospel in our home first, and then the world. Think about how you naturally react to difficult people and situations. This is not about becoming a doormat or allowing yourself to be taken advantage of. But do you try to practice more gracious responses? Your family will notice. Our kids will emulate the attitudes we display within the walls of our home, driving on the roads, and in mixed company. Do your best to model kindness, beginning with difficult people who may cross your path this holiday season. Ask God for an extra dose of grace and agape love. Prayer. Lord, I need your help to agape love others. Please open my eyes to the people in my life who need that kind of unconditional love. Teach me how not to be easily offended, and when to take that extra step to pray for those who have mistreated me. I want to witness your goodness when these feelings don't come as naturally to me. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep him close to your heart this Christmas.